This is a Big Facts Network exclusive.
Yo! What's going on?
What happened?
Get us together. Get ready. Yo, another episode of the Big Homies House. Got some homies in the building. Of course, the Harlem homie.
Yeah.
Back in the building.
Hey, Kodak.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good. Can't complain. Oh, I had a hangover and I made it, so that's when.
On a Wednesday?
Taco Tuesday. I tacoed in Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday is a thing, though.
Yeah.
If you indulge.
If you're in that type of stuff, and that's me.
That shit's time, though.
Diabolical.
Okay, and then we got
the lovely ladies from KOD in the building, Baddie Castings.
Hey, good stuff.
Go around and let the ladies introduce themselves.
Hey, how y'all doing? My name is Shanti.
Move that right in the middle of y'all.
Hey, y'all, I'm Hennessy.
Hennessy, I love that name.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Danyay.
Y'all know it's Diamond in the building.
Yeah.
And it's your girl Jock, Big Jock to be exact.
Big Jock to be exact.
Yeah. So, but of course, you got the homie Ferrari.
Hey, what's happening, man? I'm filling in for my boy, man.
We had
a little complication.
Yeah, last minute.
I got you, though.
Yeah, he needed
some backup. See, he knew not to come in here by himself.
I thought it was going to be a clean sweep. I don't know, man.
I ain't taking no sides, brother. No. You be on some sideways stuff.
We're going to see.
Yeah, we're going to see.
What are we talking about?
How's everybody feeling today?
Oh, okay. I got a question for you.
You still being nice? Come on, bro. Let's get into it, bro.
You got a question?
Somebody actually told me to ask y'all this. Somebody asked me to have this conversation with y'all.
Somebody wanted to bring the question?
Yeah, they be like, "This what I want to hear y'all talk about this." So it was a question.
You got fan mail?
It might be. Hold on now.
Hold on. The Big Homie mailbox.
I like that.
Write that down.
So they said in a relationship, and I feel like you don't. Anybody else here married?
No.
So Rari's like married.
Are y'all at least faithful?
Wait, don't start shit.
Bruh,
let me start.
I didn't even get to the question.
Can we hear what happened?
So I'm gonna put some context to it. So because it wasn't this, but all right, Clay from Love is Blind broke the internet the other day by dating Selena Powell, right? Mm. Known sex worker, what we call her? I don't know.
Groupie.
Okay, groupie. Groupie. Yeah, right. Here we go. So his mom came out and was like, "God's watching you." And I was like, "Ooh, you know, black mother say God's watching you. You in trouble, buddy."
Who she was talking to?
She really watching.
She was talking to her son. Nigga, what are you doing with a porn star? Mm-hmm. My mama go to church on Sundays. You can't bring her to the house anyway. And then Selena replied with, "Fuck you and your mother," pretty much. So what do you do in a situation like that? If you have a spouse and your spouse and your mom get into it, where does that leave you?
Are you asking me that? That's how we kicking it off?
Damn.
I thought
we were talking about them. Pop it off.
We getting the straight toxic vibe. Shit.
You got to have a conversation, man. You got to have a real conversation with all parties. I don't know if you could do that together if someone's saying fuck you and your mom. Mm-hmm. But you got to try to keep the peace, man. I mean, if you truly in love with that person, you took a vow. Look at me sounding all holier than thou. I ain't trying to do all that. But I'm just saying, like, I don't have that problem because I feel like a good son will kind of get mom to fill her out. And then he got to use his discernment at that point. So mom really going to be like, all right, look, you on your own. She ain't really going to say what she said. I think they just dating, so she probably just have an opinion.
Listen.
You went all the way left. We married. I'm over here like, there's a couple of steps I'm going to take before I even get into this situation. Like, my mom hate her and, like, everybody hate her? Does everybody hate her? That makes me have a whole nother question.
Like, do you go... Does somebody have to meet your mom first before you go Instagram official with them? Right.
Yeah, everybody meet my mom, my homegirls, my sisters, plural.
No, seriously.
My homegirls.
They got to stay in front of a panel.
Close friend you for like 3-4 months.
You getting screened?
Before you even get on the main page.
Okay, so what's the screening process like now?
Background checks,
come on. I'm on, you got to do background check.
So that's what I did. I had to make sure nobody I knew smashed. This is just a guy thing.
No, that's sorry. Not background track. You talking about I need the first and last.
I need to know.
And see what's going on.
Oh,
you know,
she
baby,
need.
I want a little stupid.
Baby lying, and they don't tell you everything.
After
so
Risa, Teresa,
baby
I
mad.
Need to know everything.
I need your whole family background. I need to know everybody.
Yeah,
I need to know what's going on. Cause
look, people are here are really
we in
people
Atlanta.
Are
what
is
phone?
Crazy.
Yeah.
You
it's
can't
not
trust everybody.
It's not even about you. My people not liking you. What if your people don't like me?
Yeah.
Then that's what if there's not a vibe? It everything correlates. Like when you're with somebody, you with their family too.
Mm-hmm.
I like to get drunk too and with you and see how you are. It's a little toxic.
Wow.
So I can see some signs. I'm over here like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you a little extra wild when you get drunk.
Yeah.
You know, that's, truth come out when you get lit.
That's another thing I think about. Like, damn, like, what if you're talking to somebody and they just be getting wildly, like, if they get pulled over, they get wildly disrespectful with the police. Like, bitch, shut up.
I told a nigga the other day, don't get tough because I'm here.
What about the restaurant, though? Like, you go to the restaurant with somebody and they rude as fuck to
the waiter?
To the service person, the food could come out like maybe 5 minutes late.
And yeah,
it's a problem. I'm over here like, damn, girl. Like,
I feel like some people feel like they have to put on a show. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like for the person that they with. Like, say for instance, I got a date or whatever, and he just tried to like just show off. You feel what I'm saying? Just doing over the top. It's just like, just chill, dude. Like, I'm a chill girl. Just chill. It's okay. We gonna eat. We gonna have a good time, and then, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So if a nigga try to put his tough guy pants on,
take them off
while y'all out.
I'm gonna tell you.
You pulling the tough? She said, let me see this gun.
Since you acting all tough. Are you gonna use it? I seen it.
Right.
What if he want to use it?
Why you pulling it out there?
Yeah, dude.
No, I'm saying, what if he do? What if he do use it?
I
feel like it's layers.
Y'all like violent.
All that shit got layers.
Just not
violent. Oh, okay. Just standing on business.
I need to make sure I'm safe with you.
Okay.
Yeah,
don't be no punk, but don't overdo it.
That's a good one.
I need to make sure I'm safe.
Okay. That's one of my top five things I look for in a guy. Like, I have to feel safe around you, but I also don't want to feel like you're going to put me in a predicament unnecessarily. Like, yesterday I was in a car, the guy that's thing was taking too long and they couldn't communicate who was going first, and he's like, "Nigga, what the fuck?" And I was like, I'm my only child, only grandchild. I gotta get back home to my mother.
I don't care. I am impatient though.
I'm impatient too.
And like, lines give me a
I do that in the PTSD car. PTSD or whatever. If you sit in a car with me, that nigga probably would never go.
Road rage? Nah, I'm cool. I'm cool.
But
I love driving.
Life pulling out guns.
Yeah, that's when it gets too wild. Stuff, yeah.
Go for the big fish.
Right.
If you gonna pull that gun, I'll do it when you gotta do it. Don't do it when you just to do it.
Now we talking.
Yeah, yeah.
You risking your life.
Y'all like scammers?
No. I mean, a little bit sometimes.
Yes.
It depends.
They fund the date.
No, hold on. We like the scammers that actually spend money.
I ain't gonna lie. I know a scammer girl.
All right, so let me. None of the boys that's check to check.
I ain't gonna lie, my boy.
You could be check scamming too, though.
Check scamming.
No, what's like check scamming?
Motherfucker, not doing nothing.
Oh, the pieces not hitting.
Barely making it.
The pieces ain't hitting.
Yeah,
why to y'all defense, like, if, I feel like as a man, like, if you don't got no bread, like, you need to stay your ass at the house.
I agree.
You don't go out and try to indulge. You stay at the house. You go get some more money.
Call the client.
I agree with that 100% because
I went out with a guy for his birthday. But
oh shit!
What the hell that mean? Well,
nigga said a guy.
That was a family event.
This nigga said a guy.
Hey friend. The clip's gonna clip now.
This nigga had a.
Wait, you said you went out with a guy?
And it's her. She has a human being with this man, and she referred to him as a guy. I'm crying. I want you, girl.
When at what point in life did he go back to being a guy?
By 8 months ago.
Oh,
okay. A guy. Right. I'm with you.
That's my little friend.
Is he a good dad though? Okay, good. There you go.
Okay, that's what matters.
So you sure you want to tell a story then?
Yeah. Come on now.
I'm
trying to help my boy out. I don't even know.
For his birthday, we go out. We go to Lennox. When I say it's loaded, so many people with us. All these niggas look like they got money. When I say chains on, the watches, all that. Like, the nigga pulling up in
that thing, you know.
Like. I called my sister. I said, man, ain't nobody throw not a dollar.
That was in the section
here.
One night. Why
you
in the
strip club
if
you not?
We in here by 70 deep on my soul. They have card money and they got real money.
When I say
card money don't always be
this
there.
Is why I say drug
I seen one person get $200, another person get $200, really got the
and
money.
I seen him over there throwing money on a little scribble with $100, probably just $100.
Just $100.
You from Atlanta?
They making
that. They making that last.
Summer Hill.
That kind of bothers me because it could be a multiple thing. Sometimes the guy don't want to spend no money, if they don't like it, if they don't like
it. Hold on. Here's what I think, right? People, like, specifically men, go to the strip club to flex in front of other niggas.
So that means you need to be throwing something.
So you need to be throwing a flex. Hold on, I'm not done. Let me finish.
Go ahead.
Because it's not about throwing the money, it's about looking like you got the money to throw.
Go ahead. Okay. So if you do
it, I don't go out.
If you do all of that, just say
hold on. You said bad answer.
I got you.
Hold on, go ahead.
Go ahead. If you in a strip club that have bitches in there shaking ass, showing titties,
y'all,
and you in there to impress
y'all
niggas,
know
y'all
need
like
to
go be with a nigga.
It's a whole bunch. Y'all know when girls have when they see a whole bunch of people.
Why put us in there? Go be with a nigga then, because that's
raising my hand.
You try to impress
me. Tag me.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. So let me hear.
I feel like there is a way to do it. Now, as a 40-year-old man who has done this alone for a long time, you should not go and be in there for a long time. You should go, when you walk in, you get your money, you do your thing, and when your money low, you get the hell on.
You don't need
to go there and be there for a long time, because now motherfuckers is going
to
look at you
like,
nigga,
that bitch nodding his head to the music.
What I'm saying is, some guys do be having the bread on them, they don't want to spend it, but it's making them look bad.
You should stay home at that point.
But
don't take me to the strip club if you're not throwing no ones.
Let's rewind.
There is an etiquette for it.
Get $200 a piece of Jay Thor. Y'all look good. Now
let's rewind. Let's rewind though, because you said earlier, if a nigga ain't got no money, you need to really be staying your ass inside.
You need to figure out how to get some more money.
You don't need to be dating. You don't need to be being social. You don't need to go to church.
Seriously.
Well, maybe that's the only place you need to go.
You don't need to worry about fucking.
Because even at church, you got to spend money.
Pastors don't come up to you like, I noticed you didn't put any time.
Yeah, good brother. We saw your Gucci belt.
That's discipline. A lot of niggas don't got that. That's why they fall short. If you don't got no money, try to get some money. Stop trying to get some bitches. Because bitches want money. Bitches want niggas that got money.
But going outside is expensive.
I hold you.
At least they working. Look. At least they working.
You want some from me, and I want some from you.
But just like it's bad guys, it's bad girls too. So sometimes the bad girls mess it up for y'all. So like,
I was about to say that.
That be happening all the time. So then,
really, I be feeling like some of these girls that be on Instagram living their life.
They scammers.
Them the ones that be out here selling pussy for real.
Them be the main ones really out here selling pussy.
And you got the good girls like us. We just be going to work, you know, really being respectful about our lives.
So it comes back.
At work, niggas always talking about why you working here.
Oh, God. I really should have been married by now. 2 kids, straight twins at that.
Well, I'm not out the park.
I should have been done. I'm in the wrong.
I just say Atlanta's the wrong place. You said the girls on Instagram living the life be the one selling pussy? Yeah,
hello.
Correct. Yeah, you would not.
You probably be the one buying it. He buys it.
I'm stingy.
Hold on, you know where the Walker is?
Huh?
You know where the Walker is?
Street?
Full industrial.
Okay.
I'm from Atlanta.
What the fuck are y'all talking about?
Hell no. What I look like going to a street walker?
A street walker, I mean,
yeah. But you probably be on the little pages.
What they say?
A QV? What's a QV? A quick what?
Y'all know what the fuck that's about.
Somebody say it clean, though. I can't hear.
A quick visit.
What's up?
I probably was a quick QV in Utah.
You know a lot, when you're in Atlanta, I've only been here 3 years, and I've found out a lot of things that I didn't know. So I've met a lot of people.
Where you from originally?
Oh, I'm from New York, from Brooklyn.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear that.
You told me Atlanta is fine. I'm from D.C. I only been in Atlanta for a month.
A month? Oh, you just got here.
Okay.
Oh, I hope you ain't coming here looking for love.
Ain't no love out here in Atlanta. The food is trash.
I think Atlanta has changed. I mean, I feel like I come from the era where like the parties was partying.
I'm talking like 10 years ago, it was lit.
Yeah. Like now it ain't really no clubs. It's lounges and like a restaurant. So you kind of came at a bad time. You know what I'm saying?
You missed the wave. I came 10 years ago.
Atlanta need a renaissance era.
Oh,
We need Atlanta need to like reinvent themselves.
But Atlanta now is one of the media hubs in the country.
Yeah, maybe that is. Yeah, it's not the club. It's not the party city no more.
We still got the best producers in the country.
Yes. Atlanta like a little. It's like a southern
LA.
Girl.
Where you? No, DC, right?
DC is late. Love me, bro.
What did you come to Atlanta to do?
Make some money.
We're the number one. We're the number one city in the country to start a business.
I saw that on the news this morning. It was on Fox.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm trying to go to Texas though. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, Houston, Texas, that's where everybody goes.
They say Texas is real good.
Yeah. If I was in my 20s, I would have went to Texas right now, ran a bag up.
But Atlanta has a lot of opportunities though.
Right. You just gotta. It's who you know.
Yeah. I like the opportunities that they have.
It's who you know, not even what you do. You gotta know people for real.
Yeah. Yes, and it's all based on who you know. So know some people.
Yeah, I was about to say.
A lot of people. How you think I
found
out what a QB was?
Because I came here, I never visited Atlanta. I didn't know anybody here, and I just packed a bag and moved my ass here one day. And I've been here for 10 years, and I've really made a good network. So I agree with you. It is a really good place to kind of, if you're trying to figure out what you want to do and where you want to go. And like for me, it was about independence. If I stayed in New York, because that's where I'm from Harlem. So if I stayed in New York, and life was too easy. Like, I feel like that's when scamming was out. The niggas was just giving out bread. Every day was links and drinks. I was like, let me.
Links and drinks.
Yeah, I miss a lot.
My life was
they was throwing money
before. Trying to let go.
Well, no, then I came out here and linked and drinks for 5 years.
You said niggas is stingy?
Right now, some of
these niggas is
really stingy
right now.
Inflation is a motherfucker.
They ain't got the money no more.
Yeah, they ain't got that money gone.
You got to remember all the Ricos that's going on. Got a nigga slowed up a little bit.
That money gone. Everybody in this room probably knows somebody that's in jail off of PPP.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not hey, I will say 2020. Whoa, we was flowing.
That COVID era.
Bring back that if you adore her, Dior.
Employment and PPP.
More.
Yeah, what happened to that?
If you proud of her, proud of her. They don't do that no more.
That money is that money got ran out. That
money. Remember, $100,000 is a new 10-pack. Okay, rich motherfucker.
2020 was unemployment. 2021 was PPP.
Yeah, facts.
Guess what? It's 2024 and all that shit gone. The shit is
gone.
This shit is dried up.
Get Trump back in. Down, so he can get him some more money.
Hey, yeah,
facts.
I touched over $200,000 that year in trips, apartments,
for real.
All right, the IRS gonna see this episode.
I'm glad you had the experience.
Don't
that.
Post the slip.
At least you say your real.
This shit all props. This shit not real.
Smart girl. We are actors. This shit is a skit.
Allegedly.
This shit is a skit.
You got papers in front of us. All fake.
Yeah. Don't you got your big homie.
I knew you was coming to get me. Of course, I have my big homie.
Yeah, give me.
Well, we would kind of talk about this already, but is dating a porn star a flex for a man to other men?
No.
Hell no.
Nah.
I mean, I feel like it depends on age. Like, that's probably a flex for like in your early 20s, maybe.
I thought you said I'm like, wait, what?
Age. I said depend on age.
I'm not.
I got a lisp.
Nah, I'm not dating no porn star.
Yeah, because you're not 20. You're like in college. Hell yeah. If you was fucking Pinky when you was in college, hell yeah, that's a flex.
Okay, so at what age is that not a flex no more?
30.
Yeah, 30, everything changes.
Everything changes after 30.
But if my brother, I got 20 brothers, my brother bring home a porn star, I'm going to look at them like they stupid. Like
this little bit.
What did you do? Huh?
And it also depends on what porn star.
I seen a nigga we all know in Miami holding hands, walking down the strip
amateur Twitter motherfuckers. Hell no. Bitch, your booty hole
been all over.
So basically, what's her name?
Cross it off the list.
You said what?
The young boy that she's pregnant by. What's his name?
Jalen Green.
For something like that.
I just feel like
that's
just.
Oh, Draymond Michelle? Nah, that's still a flex. She's just a bird.
That's
a
holdup. Yeah, I don't. But she's a retired. She deleted it. Don't do that to her. My sister deleted it.
You can't delete your whole
show. She deleted it. Fuck, you can. You could go to a whole new state and remove it. And that's like, if niggas don't know you, you could go to a whole new state. I could go.
Niggas know her.
Let me
guess what we got.
That's helpful.
Guess what we got.
I had a cousin.
The internet.
What?
When I went to college, I told everybody I was a lesbian my whole life and I was a virgin. And it was my first time having sex.
You was in college in the early 2000s, though.
Twitter and all the shit was out. Facebook. Skonex,
we were on MySpace. Try that now. Try that now.
Try that now. I make a new IG page and I say my name is.
No, and
I'm
gonna tag your real page and say no. This is who
that
she really is.
That happened to me. I seen a boy flexing with a person we had here one
time. It's too much technology now.
And he was like, "Yeah, my girl don't even got an IG page. Nobody can touch." I said, "The fuck she do? You want to see it?" niggas be thinking they got one.
Somebody who was in here?
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you the story later.
Yeah. Damn.
Don't make it.
But yeah, your holiness can't. It's too much technology. Your holiness can't get deleted. It's forever. That's why a lot of women regretting like some of the OnlyFans shit they doing, mm-hmm. because you can't take that shit. You can't take your booty hole off the internet. It's there forever.
I know girls that are whores that nobody knows because niggas ain't talking about her. If you walk in a room and everybody be like, oh, I smash her. Niggas be running their fucking mouth too much. If you be somewhere,
niggas talk too much. Wait,
now it's
too.
But niggas talk too much.
Everybody talks too much.
Hold on, one at a time. What'd you say? You say what?
Okay.
Like niggas just, they be too happy to go tell that they be done did something. Like, nigga, I did the shit you talk about 2 years ago, bitch, and nobody knew.
Hello. You said niggas are new hoes?
These niggas are the new hoes.
What make them the new hoes? They be chatty?
That's what we was always doing.
It's a lot of time.
I think social media ruined
why you
it too.
Do all that?
How?
Why you
because
telling the business.
We went from talking a lot amongst each other to now we say it on social media too. So that just makes it kind of, you know.
But then whore. The girls are the people.
But it's unprovoked. If I walk in a spot and we all in the club, there's a million bitches in here. Why the fuck you feel the need to say that you had sexual intercourse
with me?
We got that trash bitch right there.
Like, shit, I know it's good. Like, I see what you're saying.
I don't even like to hear that shit.
Those niggas ain't shit.
I don't like to hear that shit. A chick walk in, ooh, I will fuck the shit out of that. Bro, what I'm going to do with this information?
That's a good one.
Go do it, nigga.
What I'm going to do with this information?
Okay, it's kind of gay to just be telling niggas what you would do with your dick unprovoked.
But a lot of niggas talk because they don't want the other nigga to go holler at them, try to get out.
A nigga going to do what he wants to do.
Exactly.
Nigga, I'm going to cut you off while I cut her off.
Don't tell nobody we used to talk. It's no proof. If we don't have a baby, we did not talk.
At all.
That's it.
So that means I only got two bodies.
And they might not claim you.
Hey, I saw somebody on the internet saying, like, after you have a kid, you don't need to worry about body count. Is that true?
I don't know.
I don't see that.
First of all, I just feel like body count question. Is kind of childish. Like, why would you even be worried about anybody's body? That's weird. All y'all fucking. So with that being said, you're not going to sit here and make me feel bad for probably fucking different people or whatever the case may be, bro. We grown.
Girls like sex just as much as men.
What are you counting a body count for? Like, what is that? That's high school shit. I used to hear that shit in high school. Like, what's your body count? Like, bro,
you 16?
Okay, because they be acting like the body count matter. At which age does it not matter?
Good question. Damn.
At what age does it not matter?
You asking your mama how many bodies she got?
Exactly.
Whoa.
Yeah,
all right. Now we're losing the plot.
Your mama is a virgin.
Why I'm gonna ask my mama? In what setting would I ask that?
Why would you be asking me?
My point is, my mama 43, I'm 24. So at what age do you stop asking how many bodies you got?
Why I need to know how many bodies my mama?
No, you ain't
asking
your
mommy.
Period.
I feel like it's important.
I don't ask, but at the same time, if I find out, I'm gonna just.
I feel like it's important to me because I feel like niggas don't go to the doctors, y'all. I'm not going to lie. Niggas do not go to the doctors. I haven't ran across a nigga unless he's my baby dad. I'm not going to lie. I got a baby dad. I got a kid. You feel me? I got two. But the niggas that I come across, I don't ever see them say, yeah, boo, I'm about to, I got a doctor's appointment tomorrow, you feel what I'm saying? Like, niggas don't say that.
I'm going to do that.
Because they don't do that.
If you ask a couple niggas
never heard
what my chart is, they going to be like, huh?
Oh, no, then you got to run.
Huh?
That's a little yellow.
Shout out to the guys I hang around.
I just checked my shit yesterday.
The last thing about it, that's because y'all are older.
These young niggas
just sweeping away.
I mean, even when I was bad, Rari.
Wait a minute.
When I was bad, Rari, I still got checked up.
Hear me out. But that's the thing. Your mindset is different.
Not everybody.
It's not. But majority of the niggas.
You know what a nigga that shit. You know what a nigga testing is? A nigga getting checked means if he fucked you and you get checked.
That's
you
how they
good.
Do it.
That means I'm good.
A lot of niggas don't know. A lot of niggas could have something and they don't have no symptoms. Mm-hmm. Like they don't pay. Niggas ain't pay attention to school for real.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's my thing.
It's certain shit like, that men show. They won't show symptoms, but y'all show symptoms of.
Right. Yeah. And they'll be like, oh nah, you ain't got nothing. I'm good. No, nigga, you got something.
A guy tried to have sex with me once, and I was like, you have sex with way too many people, and I just don't think you use condoms. I'm good on you. And he's going to send me his my charge. Nigga, I don't give a fuck about this shit. I do not want you and your use.
So body counts matter.
All in me. All in me. It's not even.
So body counts
it's
matter.
It's not even about how many. It's my about chart. How often.
Nigga who you know be with it a different bitch every day.
Yeah.
Like,
and I'm going to say that too. Like,
the math is not mapping.
I don't care how many bodies you got.
You, I feel like that's
it's about the unprotected sex, I think.
So with that being said, I just feel like when you have it, when you have multiple sex partners, bro, you have to think about who they are having sex with.
Yes.
You don't know who they are having sex with. So with that being said, bro, things don't even just, hey, I'm fucking you, and then I just, no. It's different people. You fucking
she
somebody.
She fucking somebody.
You over there fucking John. John over there fucking Mary. And then Mary then fuck like, Ellen. Mm-hmm. So it's just like,
Yeah.
They just want y'all. Protect yourself. Go to the doctor. I mean, it's not going to kill you to go to the doctor. You're not going to do that. But the 30 minutes to an hour.
Urgent care or something.
Like, come on. Like,
what side of Atlanta you from?
That shit is free.
The west side.
West side.
Where's who?
Real East Atlanta.
You went to Boogie Washington?
Nah, I went to Carver.
I knew it was one of them. Carver, Washington, or
them schools are bad. Whenever New York, Booker Carver was bad. Yeah, you named after a black person, Martin Luther King, them shit is bad.
Usually MLK so high. I ain't gonna lie, MLK high.
My brother went to Carver. He transferred out. He went to a Catholic school.
Oh, shit. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Carver was ill. When I say, bro, like,
nah,
every day.
I used to drop him off. He used to be an ambulance in front
day,
of the school.
When I say at every 8 a.m. day, y'all, every day, courtyard. That's lunch. That's breakfast time, 8 o'clock.
How the fuck is an ambulance in front of the school at 8 a.m.?
We used to do that. I'm not going to hold
you. On myself?
And my school was on Wall Street.
Yeah.
Middle school, we was fighting. 6 a.m.
Oh.
Do y'all still, like, if somebody was like, fucking with you in, like, high school or middle school, elementary school, and they try to, like, be cool with you now? Like,
no.
Y'all,
I hope
fuck
that.
Yo. Fuck you. No, bitch. Fuck you. It's still fuck you.
It's
going to always be fuck you for real.
I'm the type person, though. I ain't going to lie. I'm the type person. We grow. We get older and stuff like that. So it just be like, I don't got no beef with you. Like,
but
you see me, you be like,
right.
Hey. You be like, hey.
But I'm
how you doing?
Nah.
Like, it ain't no
nah,
bitch. Me fuck you. Like, I'm with you. I'm grown as hell.
We all got a conscience. People know what the hell they was doing, bitch. I knew what you was doing, and you knew what you was doing. So I'm not.
I think about it like
no, I'm
really
thinking
younger, like
I'm
our mindsets are not really to
man. Fuck that, I was straight when I
like yeah, we be like. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, but
I
just feel like...
That's why, but if you got a good heart, people going to take
forgive,
advantage of that.
I forgive, but I ain't going
to
forget.
Right. I'm always forgive. I'm going to forgive, but bitch, I'm not finna forget and be like, oh, we go. Yeah. I'm not finna. It's a lot of bitches that be trying to add me on Facebook.
I used to go with this nigga, and I'm cool with his ex-girlfriend. Like, me and her used to argue, like, we probably like 15, 16 years old. And like, me, but shit, we was taking shit too far. We were going too far, so it was just like,
how the hell,
nigga, he said, bro, I just don't understand how the hell y'all are cool, bro. Like, that shit be crazy to me, but I was just like, shit, you know, as you get older, and then we was around mutual people. Mm-hmm. So, and who her baby daddy was, like, we was just always around. So it was just like, shit.
You might as well.
Like, I was cool with her baby daddy cousin, and she like, it's just like no beef. Like, that was young when we was young. I'm 25 now. I'm not gonna be beefing with you. I got two children.
It don't be no beef, but I'm not about to be your friend, my nigga. I'm not about to go out my way to be best friends with you. Cause
no,
what if y'all end up being
really,
coworkers
really
though?
Happen like that. We just end up just
that's
like as like
co-workers
over time. We kept being around each other. Over time, we just got cool. And then she, her son, and my son just kept playing together
that's
and shit. And they liked it.
Oh yeah, y'all
so
had
just
to.
Like,
you had to. Really, that's a really grown up decision.
Like, you don't really
that makes sense.
It depends on the situation. Then it all depends. I ain't got no
kids. What if down the line she your coworker or some shit?
I don't care.
What if it's down the line and she's like end up being your coworker, but it was smoking high school?
Nowhere. Yeah, I mean that's.
Could y'all be co-workers with somebody who was fucking with y'all in high school?
Yes, because first of all, I have kids. So
right, I'm not saying
I'm not gonna
be
your
money.
I would be
like,
too
we
about
can work
that.
Still. I don't have to talk to you. It's
right.
Still
watch you get
though,
in your car
but,
and follow
okay,
you to
okay,
wherever
okay,
you're
okay.
going. Then beat you up. Then I'm
right.
not gonna do doing all that while I'm at work.
Exactly.
Like when people be coming to for a job, fighting and shit. Like I have every reason to defend myself. If you
come
to
my
job.
First of all, if you come to my job, me and my coworkers is gonna jump you.
Let's roll.
Please pull up.
Hello.
Please pull up. I take that shit personally. personal. My block and my job do not come to where the fuck I be at and think you're not gonna get your whole ass whooped. Yes, for the fuck you are. Boil you some water in the back, please.
Ain't
bring
no
it out.
One.
Sorry. I got bullied real bad in junior high school.
What?
Like bad. Like they used to invite me to sleepovers and throw ice at me. Like I got bullied real
bad. Oh, you had them kind of friends.
Yeah.
Oh, I would have been whipped.
But I never, when I was little, I was scared. Like, my mother never had a fight a day in her life, and I'm an only child, only grandchild. I don't have cousins. I never knew nothing like that. Like, I was soft until I switched schools. When I went to eighth grade, I said, I'm fighting everybody. We switched my block. Or like, I was like, anybody who say something to me, I'm fighting them. And I went on a rampage for like 5 years fighting every single person who looked at me. But I say that to say, one of the girls, I'll never forget it, I used to have an Iverson name belt. And I thought I was so cute with my little background on my belt. She was like, your belt is ugly. And then later on, we both got into nonprofit work. And she's doing really good in that shit. I don't give a flying fuck. I would never work with that bitch. I don't give a fuck what kind of work she does, how good of a person she is now in her adult life. Bitch, fuck you. Mm-hmm. I remember that shit. I was in third fucking grade. You hear me?
And also... Man, if I don't fuck with you, I just don't fuck with you. We don't gotta be cool, my nigga. Like,
you do you over there.
I just don't fuck with you.
That don't mean it's an issue. And we can't.
Yeah. When's the last time anyone got into a real fight?
Oh my God.
Let me tell you about last night.
You got into a real fight last night?
My lady had to pull out the gun on everybody and tell them back up. Yeah, we're going down.
I got a real.
Okay, like, I got one.
What's up?
What year that was?
I don't even know if I
want to
say.
When I got kicked out of school. I had to go to military school. It was in 2017. I graduated in 2018. Yep, 2017.
Damn.
But the fight wasn't even at school. It was like, first of all, the shit is just stupid. It's crazy because I was with one of my friends who was supposed to be fighting one of her friends. I wasn't even there to be fighting.
You wasn't even in the main event.
You feel me? So it was just like, she was off some shit. She was popping her shit. Because her friend wasn't popping her shit. Her friend was scared of my friend. Mm. But I'm just sitting back thugging like, what it is. She started popping her shit. I'm never going to turn down no fade. Mm-hmm. So then it was like, we get in the room on some shit. I'm like, shit, somebody got to fight this motherfucker. So I'm like, what's up? Like, I'm waving my hand all in the face or whatever. Ain't going to lie, she caught my ass. Because I wasn't paying attention. I'm just, come on, get up. She caught my ass. But then I got right and we got in there. But... I got kicked out of school for that shit.
Hey, I got a question. Speaking of fighting, say like y'all out on a date with y'all dude and he get beat up.
Oh, baby, you stand right there.
He get beat up. Like your dude get. No, I'm saying not, it's not. He not getting drunk. He just get hit.
No,
whooped.
It happened.
Yeah, I'm jumping.
We can jump whoever this is. I'm gonna help him.
Hands. Oh, y'all jumping.
Hell yeah, we gonna help
my nigga. Yeah.
First of all, anybody I'm with, I don't care. First of all, if you try to disrespect somebody while they with me,
hold on.
If I'm with a nigga, yes. If you with me, don't disrespect him while he with me.
Let me add a caveat. What if it's not your nigga, but it's a nigga you on a date with? You on first date?
First date.
This nigga get caught lacking.
I'm Ubering on about it.
That's why I'm like, baby, I'm finna pull.
He walking to his car. Like, yeah, man, I had a great time. What? Not fuck him up. What? Hey, what you doing?
Yeah, no, I'm out of here.
Do we get a second date?
No.
Definitely not getting a second date.
Not a second date.
Because you got all this going on the first date?
Nah, we can't go nowhere else.
You're what if you whoop ass, though?
What if a girl?
If you whoop ass, then I might stay.
You said, what if a girl?
Start beating his ass up like
oh, nah, she's
going
to
have
to get what him.
What you going to do?
Yeah, because now you disrespecting
wait,
me,
but no,
bitch.
You going to
say?
What
y'all
got
going
on?
What y'all got going on that she over here trying to whoop your ass? I'm going to help her because I'm going to ask questions.
Because women ain't just putting hands on random niggas.
I'm going to help her because you're not going to just be whooping
I ain't
going to
help her,
bitch.
But I'm going to sit and watch it. I'm going to figure out what's going on because why she just coming here like that? She ain't just acting like that.
Right. I'm a strong believer in that. Girls don't be crazy.
She not just acting like that, bitch. What you told her?
I was 6 months pregnant with my daughter. I caught my baby daddy just to cry with a girl, y'all.
Oh, nah. Which one?
And Conyers.
Back in the day, we didn't drive.
You knew he was in there?
I ain't gonna lie, y'all. I had the little, this is the description. He might hear this. Nah. But, so y'all know the little Life 360 app thing, ooh, right? Uh-huh. So I used to have, like, me and his family, like, we used to all have the little Life 360 app. That's like Find My iPhone. Uh-huh. But it's for people who got Androids, too. So his mama had an Android and stuff at the time. What did she have? I think somebody had an Android, but we did it or whatever. So I guess, like, over time, he did end up getting a new phone, but he still had that, like, downloaded that app. So, I guess it just caught his location. Y'all, we probably was broke. We was broken up, so. I wasn't even pulling up, though, y'all. I would just see everywhere he was. Like, I would just always be, like, laying in my bed, just looking, like, where he at. Like, he be turning, like, you could tell when they turn the phone off, when they turn it off, all that. So, boom, got down. One day, I just so happened to see that he was by, like, I live behind the Juice to Grab in the apartment. So, it didn't take me number 5 minutes to get right there. I get in. I act like I'm just, you know, just... I order my food. I still order food anyway. But then I tell the girl, she
got
like,
to a Juicy Crab.
She was like, "You want to do to go or you want to dine in?" I was about to do to go. I was like, "Nah, I'm going to dine in." So I'm still on the phone with my friend. I'm just talking to her over there. And I walk past the table. Y'all, I walk past them on the purpose. I knew it. I go sit in the back booth. My heart just beat.
Yes.
My heart is racing, y'all. Shit. They bring me my water. They bring me my little tin can, bucket, all that. Boom. So I go back outside, I tell my friend, like, I ain't even tell her at first that he was in there. I go outside, y'all, my heart just beats. I feel my friend. Y'all, I'm pregnant. I'm big.
Yeah.
I'm like, friend, bro, this nigga is in here with a fucking girl. She's like, bitch, I know you lying. Let me see.
I'm all the way in there.
Right. I'm all the way in Conyers. She's at work. Girl, I walk in, like, I just, you know, just walk in, whatever. Then. So I sit back down in the table. I'm talking to her. I'm like, friend, I'm finna get up. Hell yeah, he seen me, y'all. He put his
head
on
his head.
He seen
you the first time. He thought you didn't see him.
She was sitting, but they were sitting across from each other. And he slid more in the booth, but he put his head on his head. I smelt that nigga. I smelt him. Do you hear me? Man, y'all, I got up from that table. I just got the water. Just got up and just...
You threw it on his ass.
Yeah. I swear. We was going to find out a girl. I picked up her drink. She had a fruit punch. I picked up her drink. Threw that shit on his ass.
Wait, she tried to fight you?
No.
She slipped out the door.
Oh, like, yeah.
She slipped out the door. He just holding me like
and
that.
And I bet you a million dollars she didn't know he was
pregnant. He tried to act like he didn't call the police on me. The girl, I promise y'all, the girl in Juice Crash, she said, I'm not going to call the police, but y'all got to go. Like, right. You pregnant, you just go. Y'all got to go. This nigga on the phone with the police holding me. Oh, it's a girl in here. I don't know, bro. She just threw some water on me, whatever. Like, I don't know who she is.
Police-ass niggas.
Girl, I end up going to jail, like a couple weeks. I end up going to jail a couple weeks later because I left. I ended up going to jail a couple weeks later. My mom got into it. She called the police on me. And I ended up going to jail for it.
Everybody calling the police on
you. Yeah, they just be cop calls.
I ended up going to jail for it. Yes. And he did not even bum me out of jail. Y'all know that? Nigga, you put me in here. I fell out with my brother, y'all. Because of that. He was like, bro, I did all that shit to get you out of jail, bro, and you still go back to the nigga. I'm like, bro, I'm pregnant.
Right,
baby. What you mean?
So if a nigga called the police on y'all, is that
I didn't call the police on me.
No, I'm asking.
Called the police on me, and that bitch would never talk to me again.
So he what if you put your hands on this nigga?
I don't give a fuck. I put my hands on you. Why did I touch you?
Why did I touch you?
I provoked
him.
I can't even hurt you.
I don't just put my hands on people.
But I feel like, nigga, I'm your baby mama. Why would you call the police on me?
Yeah, like that's crazy.
Then I'm 7 months because when I got caught, it was 7 months. I was 7 months.
My sister went on the run. She said when I got caught.
When I got caught, because I left.
You better catch me in traffic. I'm with you.
Soon as the police said they would come, oh, babe, I'm gone. I'm out of there. And y'all, I was sitting in Walmart parking lot watching them. I had my mama go back over there and get my purse because I left my purse.
Damn.
No, I've never been in jail. I've been in the back of a car. They took me all the way there. My mama came and got me. You know, I was in a little hole and shit.
I've been in jail.
But I've never been in jail.
I never even
been in jail. So if you call the police on me and you're taking me away, from my son, who the hell gonna watch him? No. If you call the police on me, it's wraps for you, like.
So
I'm gonna skip this.
I ain't gonna lie, y'all. I just feel like
you be calling the police on niggas.
Like,
I'm on probation.
I just feel like
I'm not calling the police on nobody. Never. And if I call the police on a nigga, I never have. But if I call the police on a nigga, trust me, I have gave you ample time, bitch, to leave me the fuck alone. And I really want you to leave me the fuck alone. Somebody gotta go out with some blood, shit, and that's just that. So. The police get you, I get you. Just go on about your business. Yeah, but you call the police on me, you a bitch.
What I will say, this is not New York. You cannot be keying people's cars because they will come get you. That's all I got to say about that.
You been in jail before, Tamir?
I'm always in jail. But it's just because I be drunk. I don't go to jail for real.
Am I the only nigga that ain't been to prison in this month?
No, I've been in handcuffs and I got walked to the car.
I have never been to jail. I've never been handcuffed. I've never been in the back of a police car.
I be waking up in jail with a pocket of quarters and a note that say, call me, bitch. And...
Y'all, I did 2 months in Cobb County.
Two months?
2 months?
Oh, no, the most I did was 2 days.
I missed my son's second birthday. That was the most horrible thing ever. Oh, my God. But I ain't gonna lie, it really opened my eyes to a lot of the stuff because I was realizing, like, how people, like, live like this. Like, they was making tampons out of pads and, like, when we had got the room, the dorm searched one time and they had liquor, damn, pornography, like the chief, they was like,
y'all was lit.
Yeah, oh God, the warden, she got on the big thing. She was like, y'all got a damn sex shop in here. Y'all got a liquor store. Y'all got a barber shop, a tattoo shop. Y'all got a lot going on up in here.
Sure,
like it's too much going on up in here, but. It really opened my eyes, and then I will never forget this lady. Her name was Star.
Aww.
She used to go around and pass out Bible scriptures. Like, she'll put up Bible scriptures in a thing and shake it up and make everybody go around, pull out, and then say our Bible scriptures. We used to be singing songs, everything. One day, y'all, we had it jammed in there with that Mariah Carey song, We Belong Together. I swear, y'all, the guards came in there. They were just standing like,
y'all niggas think y'all never do shit.
But they ain't even say that. They was just like,
go ahead. Just seemed fun, though.
But like, at least we wasn't.
What the fuck?
It's like summer camp, but
nigga,
you
not fun as in.
No, you
was,
said fun.
Niggas,
it's a sleepover.
You said fun. Yeah.
Niggas that know.
Somebody
cool.
Need to go to Scare Street. Yeah, jail is fun.
That's what got me. I said, all right.
But y'all, I had got used to the food and everything.
Yeah,
I had
learned how to start.
I learned how to start fixing it up for real. I learned how to how they fix up the food.
That, yeah, that's why they be lit. They got unlimited butt.
Hello.
That's why I say some niggas go to jail because they don't want the responsibilities. It's easy to be in jail. You get free food. You got somewhere to sleep. Yeah, there's niggas that make money in jail. There's niggas
free my meal.
You better free him. Go ahead, girl.
Free money.
You man in jail too?
Yeah.
You
free koala bitch.
Yeah.
Y'all like niggas in jail?
No.
Oh, I don't know y'all. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm Gilbert. Right.
It's just her.
No, I ain't gonna lie. Held a nigga down.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, bro.
Y'all be holding niggas down?
Yeah, that niggas in jail. Got that money no more.
I'm not gonna lie.
That niggas in jail be having that cake, bro. Oh, God, they do.
I don't do jail. I don't do Rikers Island. I visited my cousin one time. I never went back. Girl, that
but the island is
over.
Different, yeah.
That's
a whole nother ball game.
I don't want to remove piercings. Yeah. It's too much to go visit a nigga in jail, especially you not really my nigga. Like, nah.
But out here, it's not
what'd
that
you
bad.
Say?
You just pull up.
I did it one time.
You held a nigga down?
Yeah.
Would you do it again?
Fuck no.
See?
Okay. Oh, that means who we talking about?
Mind your business. No, he was in there for a year, though. And it was so ironic because we had just started talking. We were probably talking like 3-4 months before he got locked up. Mm-hmm. But he made sure I was straight. Like, I was out. I got money whenever I wanted it. Whatever I wanted, I had. So I'm like, okay, I see what it's talking about.
I would rather leave my baby daddy. He was on the streets for the nigga in jail.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. So do niggas in jail hold y'all down more than the niggas that's
out? Because they got shit better to do. So you I love some time.
I was ready to risk it all.
My books loaded. My phone's straight. My bills paid. I get whatever he bought me. A necklace with his name on it. Like, he really wanted to be with me on some shit. We came home. He came home to a brand new spot. We got a brand new apartment together. I fully loaded the whole apartment. I mean,
you did this for a nigga in jail?
Yeah.
When
I can't wait for my man
to
get out because I'm doing all that
too.
I'm going to mine up in a Sprinter.
I was lit. Like, I was over lit. So I got a spot, got fully loaded, him clothes, everything. Like, shoes, everything, money.
Niggas ain't getting that when they come home from college. This nigga came home from jail and it was lit.
No, it was over lit. And
came home from jail to Christmas.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and then like 3 months, 4 months, well, I ended up getting pregnant. I lost the baby. But he went and got another bitch pregnant and hid it from me.
Niggas love hiding babies.
The nigga that you did all that shit for?
Nah! He wouldn't have had a baby on me. Yeah.
Kendrick Lamar. Boy.
That's right there. I can't deal
that's
with
that.
That's
why I crossed the line, baby.
That's why I crossed the
line. Karma, bitch.
It's one thing to cheat and then you got proof, DNA proof.
You got a fucking human.
But you said karma.
But karma, a bitch, though, because the spot got raided and now he's back in jail for like.
Look at God. What are we doing?
It's a party.
Yay. Now, when COVID came, my ex was in jail, and I was like, kill this nigga, please. I swear to God. But now me and him good, and we friends, and I'll probably get back on him.
Yeah, we friends now. That my dog. He's my dog. But
You quiet. You quiet on this one. You ain't holding no nigga down. Huh?
No, but I would never do it again.
My son dad got 3 life sentences, and that nigga was like, "Bro, you had another baby on me, nigga."
Hell yeah.
What you expect?
I'm gonna be dead 3 times before your ass come.
What was he expecting you to do?
I don't know. And then the way he got, I was 18 when I had our son, so it was just like, bro, what the fuck you mean? Like, for a whole year, you know, I was kind of like in my little mood because he had got like when I was 5 months pregnant with him. Mm-hmm. He's never even seen our son. It's been 6 years now. Damn. But it's just like, what the fuck did you expect me to do? Nigga, I'm still young as hell.
Right.
I have a whole lot of life to go. Just because you threw your life away.
This pussy will be popped, sir.
the pussy was probably 6 months late.
Right. Got to go.
Hey, man, listen.
After the baby, though. But
damn, now that I think about it, like, damn. Is it like bad advice to date a woman that has a nigga that's in jail, but he might get out? Like, what if I'm talking to a girl and her nigga in prison, but he get like early release and shit?
Don't take her serious.
Right.
That's all I can say.
Just have fun.
Because she's still waiting on that nigga to get out at the end of the
day. Like, she's probably going to
come home next week.
No, yeah. I said, like, what did this, this nigga got 20 years, but he nice as fucking prison, so he get an early release. Nice. And this nigga come home in 5.
I was about to say 20, they gonna have 10, yeah, good behavior, and 5. Next
but she gonna be back, because her and that nigga not gonna work.
Yeah.
Mm. So just don't treat her serious.
Yeah, no.
I've done bitch with niggas.
Just vibe.
Yeah, I like that.
Don't put your
this is all very hypothetical, because I don't date women with niggas in jail. I try to stay away from them.
Right.
Nah,
you don't know.
You still think I'm about
pussy. They say all the girls got a nigga in jail.
So all the girls, they probably do.
They be like, if she ain't got no boyfriend. Everybody now has a nigga in jail.
When I say
the niggas that are in jail right now are literally taking care of the bitches that's out
overseas in the military. That's it.
The niggas in jail are taking care of these girls on the street.
Wait, you said what?
The niggas in jail are taking care of these girls on the street.
So that's why y'all don't want these niggas that's out. Y'all holding it down.
The niggas in jail having more motion than niggas on the street. Respectfully.
You said what?
The niggas in jail are having more motion than the niggas on the street.
They are, though.
If you're not working,
I'm a witness. They are.
Yeah, these niggas. Okay, it's hard for niggas these days. It's 2024. You either a drug dealer, a scammer,
trying to rap.
You're not a rapper if you're not making money off of it.
There's too many niggas trying to do that.
They trying to scam because they're not even successful in scamming or selling drugs. You're smoking everything you're trying to sell.
It's way harder for men to go. They think going to get a job is lame as fuck. Having that business, that shit lame to them. So you trying to look good.
And the niggas in jail, they already committed. Because nigga, what else he got to lose?
What
else
he do?
This nigga.
He can't touch no hoes. He can talk to them hoes. You can talk to him all day.
You can talk to the baddest bitch.
You
get away with
that?
Wall.
You giving me money?
Definitely okay.
I'm not gonna lie. My nigga in jail though. We just had a conversation about it because I don't like that.
To know that you actually are talking to a girl.
That blows mine. You selling dreams to another bitch while we in a relationship. You can't even fucking stay faithful to me, and you don't have no bitches around you.
I care, but if we not together, I don't care.
Them bitches. Spending that check.
In real life. You gotta know a nigga gonna do what he wanna do. Yeah, a nigga gonna always hold it.
That's why I'm
gonna
do it too.
I'm like, cool. Like, shit.
You gotta know what kind of dog you dealing with, right?
You don't know
they need to know what kind of dog they dealing with.
Hello.
Are the women the dogs these days?
How you wanna play it?
I need a dog. We get the dog walk.
I mean, I can't be.
Damn, let's
y'all
have
see
a,
four
let's,
on his knees in the ground.
Let's be honest right there. God damn, y'all be dogging niggas out.
Rough.
I will.
Being dog, yeah. Bitch, you going for a walk. Let's go.
How you be dogging niggas out?
What Nicki Minaj
said? We can't tell our secrets.
Look, I'm so disrespectful.
I'm peeing my
shit.
There you go.
Fuck you mean?
Anybody
got
no snitching?
How you even know I walked?
Have y'all ever ordered to go food on a date for somebody else?
Yes. Nah, that's wild.
I swear to God, if it ain't family and shit like that, I went on a date with this boy
when I was pregnant, when I first got pregnant with my daughter. So I probably was like 3 months, 4 months, just eating a lot.
I went out with him, mad at my baby daddy. But I was over there staying at his sister's house. I showed Barty's ass some food, man. We went to Longhorn. And he was like, and he wanted to take me out. She, I'm like, all right, I'm going to get some food for my sister.
I just feel like if you do that, the nigga who money you're spending, you really don't give a fuck about him. Right. That's why you taking that nigga food back with his money.
Bro, I just wanted to make my baby daddy mad, post my food, and got there.
It's Easton. He's still eight.
What you want? Mashed potatoes. I think
that steak, mashed potatoes, and Longhorn good in the motherfucker now. That shit buzzing. I know y'all probably looking down on Longhorn because they be talking shit.
Good. I can't remember.
They be
which
talking
one
about Chili's and
it's
Applebee's,
Outback
but Longhorn.
One of them is good.
Longhorn.
One of them is good.
Outback ain't
okay, so one of them is good.
What's on Piedmont?
Longhorn.
That's what, okay, yeah, right, yeah, that's on, yeah, okay, okay, yeah, okay. Like, that motherfucker, that motherfucker be shit, that shit be hitting, that shit be hitting.
You, and they put good, they put
the, what, they put Red Lobster, hell no, you can't take, can't go to Red Lobster no more. Red Lobster was good, like, when you was a kid.
I can make them, oh, Red Lobster filing bankruptcy.
I was about to say,
I just went to Red Lobster for the first time, y'all. I just went to Red Lobster for the first time, my friend.
You ain't missing shit, but them biscuits. And they sell them biscuits in the store.
My mom made them
biscuits
at home,
yeah,
them. I didn't like it.
It was so buttery. I didn't really care.
What the fuck? Like, they changed the recipe?
It was just so cheesy. Like, I didn't. What? The bread at Red Lobster. Like, I didn't really care for it.
You buy yourself, sweetie.
That's the best. Yeah, that's an island you are on alone.
Sorry.
What you walking in our happy for?
I'm currently on the radio.
What you want happy for?
Yeah, that's right. This is a man with multi hats.
I'm on the radio, so I had to do some.
We was talking about how Red Lobster burnt out.
Damn, Red Lobster got me blowed.
She said she don't like the biscuits. The I'm snitching on you.
They changed the formula.
Yeah, okay, then maybe they changed the formula. She said that shit, she just had it.
That shit used to be like a 5-star restaurant.
Yeah, it's trash now.
Red See, me and Ferrari used to be in thing. The chain restaurants, okay? We go to chain restaurants.
I go to
we
Juicy
Crab.
And even the one on Candler Road. The one on Candler Road over there by the Popeyes, that used to be the best one.
Juicy Crab, the new Red Lobster.
Juicy Crab is not all that.
Juicy Crab is not.
They got better. It's better than the Red Lobster. Yeah. Where y'all go for seafood? Where y'all go for seafood?
Well, I'm going to the East Side.
Yeah,
Spondivis.
You staying
in East
Side? I haven't been to Spondivis.
Ain't gonna lie, I forgot the name of it.
Spondivis legendary.
The seafood spot on Moreland that take Memorial. They take food stamps.
Papados. Papados.
I like Papados. I take my mom to
Papados. Papados.
You gotta find something on that menu that's good. Like, there's too much on that menu.
Hold on, let me take something.
Papados. You gotta go to Papados.
Yeah, Papados is good.
There's three of them.
Yeah, I like
when I go to the one in Smyrna. And
this one by Perimeter,
right?
Hell no, nah, ain't no one in Perimeter. I wish it
which
was.
Which one
it's
I went to?
That's
Alpharetta.
Alpharetta, okay, yeah. Alpharetta. Alpharetta.
You gotta watch, they go steaming in the bike.
Oh, yeah, I like
in the bike.
Y'all got those here? Y'all got those in Atlanta?
Where you from?
Like the seafood spots that steam your food.
Bite.
Bite.
Oh, my auntie. Not that I know of. I know that back at home, when Dixie used to do it.
Yeah,
used to do that.
I want a
seafood
spot. Y'all
got Wendy's?
Well,
Publix
be steaming
seafood
if you want.
Yeah,
they
steaming shit. And you get the
old bag.
You get the old
bag. I bring some broccoli, some carrots. I bring them everything. I'm like, just throw that in bag.
I got kids, man. I be trying to figure it out.
Yeah, they steaming in the bag.
You tell me twice.
I'm about to go to Publix
right after
this
shit.
I go to Publix in the morning when they first open and the seafood fresh out in the bag.
In the morning.
Okay, okay.
Hey, how soon into talking to a nigga do y'all feel okay cooking for him?
You said what?
How soon into talking to a nigga do y'all feel okay cooking
for him? Every single one of my
niggas
can tell you that I could cook. I love cooking.
That's a good question.
That shit is real. Like,
if I want to cook,
it's therapeutic.
It's like some second date type shit.
Yeah.
Second date?
Okay. I ain't got second date for you. You're not coming
What's
to my
What's the signature
house
dish that you would make for your dude that you like?
I ask their favorite meal.
I like stuffed chicken breast. I like mashed potatoes and asparagus.
Y'all, when I moved, I wouldn't say I just learned how to cook, but I started cooking more. Because I realized, like, what the hell my mom was talking about, it's food at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, y'all tripping to eat this food at home. TikTok has taught me
you
so
really
much.
TikTok is fine.
Shit, I just learned how to
learned how to make turkey legs on TikTok.
I just learned how to
make
my
shit
pop.
I see in TikTok.
I mean, I ain't tried.
Anything I see in a TikTok.
And my wife ain't really doing it.
I've never made anything. I've saved a million food.
I just learned how to make, like, home, like, mashed potatoes, like, at home.
You didn't argue me down about cooking and you didn't know how to make mashed potatoes, bro.
From scratch.
Cooking is
but I watched the TikTok and them bitches busted.
Yeah.
You couldn't tell it was my first time.
See, yeah, but you gotta cook that motherfucker.
If you put it through a ricer, it makes it. That's how you get the.
No, you boil the potato. You skin it. You boil it, and then you mash it, and then you put the sour cream.
What y'all talking about? How to make mashed potatoes. But if you put it through a ricer, it makes it more creamy. I'm trying to put you on, but that's
the ricer extra, girl.
Yeah, well, listen, it take a little long time. But if you trying to,
as long as you got some butter,
the food that's
what I said.
The food that surprised me though, oxtails. Oxtails take about 10 hours.
I don't eat beef or pork.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's what I'm going right after this.
It'd be heavy though. Yeah. Once a month.
I don't
for me.
Understand that lifestyle.
Okay.
I don't eat beef or pork.
Oh,
I
none of it.
You're a pescatarian? Nah, you eat chicken.
I had a cheat day. I had that shit today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't eat pork.
I be saying,
hey, lamb is fucking overrated, dude.
The lamb.
Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth.
I'm about to say, yeah, I can't eat on it.
They,
I
don't you got to know how to cook it. I do not agree.
That's the Greek one. I don't like that gamey lamb chop.
Nasty. No. I don't know why y'all.
They not cleaning it right.
Who brought that up?
It tastes like beef that no, it's not beef.
It's a leaner. It's lean.
I eat with my nose. I'm about to get out of here. If I'm smelling that shit, it smells nasty. I'm not feeling it.
Lamb chop tastes like beef. Caribbean beef that think is chicken.
I've never smelled a good lamb chop yet. Like, yeah, that's like oysters. Like,
and if I'm gonna eat a lamb chop, I might as well get a steak.
Hell no, girl, I have oysters on it.
Lamb chop is leaner than a steak.
I want that meat. Pause.
That shit was nasty. Whoa. I tried it regular. I tried it with the hot sauce. I said, hell
yeah,
no, steak will
stink too.
Is she arguing with her baby daddy?
You going to jail? You got to go to jail if you eat oysters, especially raw. You sick? Sick for real.
No, so y'all don't eat chitlins,
like,
right?
Hey, baby, hell no. Ooh,
I'm from Alabama and I don't eat this.
Where you calling from?
Hey, I haven't even seen chitlins.
I've never eaten that.
She's like, hey, babe, I'm just letting you know. I talk about you. The clip won't come out.
DeKalb County Jail.
I was
jail.
Lying a whole time. You are receiving a phone call.
You know, this shit ain't, this shit ain't real. This shit's social media, baby.
Hit two to accept.
This call is being monitored. Rory.
Your call is being monitored.
You have man, 1 minute remaining.
This shit right here, if you're not conditioned to deal with a stranger on social media, you not cut out for like the social media lifestyle.
Yeah. Yeah.
If these months, you'll say something crazy, and I never forget, I was on Baller Alert, and I said, I asked the question, I was like, does Jay-Z have a blueprint for? I don't listen to Jay-Z every fucking day, nigga. I'm from the South, my man. Motherfuckers was killing me. They were killing me.
I'm assuming because he has a blueprint for it. Right?
Does he have?
No, he
I don't know. I don't. Why would they kill
you?
Need to
chill out. Don't. Do not put this part in the interview.
He's gonna do it anyway for
social
fucking fun.
Social media be crazy though.
Yeah. I can't. I don't know how y'all do it. I can't. I be arguing the fuck
ignore.
With you.
I love it.
I used to go back and forth.
I'd be like, your mama.
Let me
so
happy you talking back to them.
Then it go from 1 to 10 comments immediately.
Listen, at some point, once you get your page deleted a certain amount of times, you stop arguing for real.
Hey, Nicki Minaj fans deleted her page.
But it's okay.
It was actually me that deleted her page.
Fuck you. Me and Kodak was at war. Yeah.
No. We go. I'm gonna tell you what happened. Who was at war at the time? You changed your profile pic to me, and I changed my profile pic to you, and I sent my goons after you,
and
your page is gone.
My page was gone. It was Kodak. We gonna blame Kodak for that one.
We gonna jump
but
you
like
this.
So there, wow. There we go. That's my girl. That's that Brooklyn. New York
nah, they be
girl,
stabbing niggas. So, hold on.
I think the shave. Somebody commented on somebody.
Oh, okay. Somebody thought it was old boy.
Yeah. Okay. Somebody knocked over a porta potty with a mom and her daughter in it or whatever. Oh. But I laughed because I said, but I commented. I said I shouldn't be laughing at this. And everybody, they jumped me in the comments.
Yeah, niggas are
like my profile says humanitarian on it. They like, fuck out of here. You're not a humanitarian. What kind of fucking humanitarian are you? I'm like, cause I laughed at some shit. I can't be a good.
And
person.
These be the same people that won't say nothing to you in person.
Oh mm-hmm. No, mm-hmm. That'd be my comment too. I know you wouldn't say this in person, brother.
Oh, I went on a date with a guy that I be doing dumb shit. Somebody.
Same. We just do it for the plot.
Just be doing
shit.
Hold on, wait, y'all. Take a minute. Wait. What the hell these your clothes? What the hell these little girls outside like this?
I bet they white.
It's 2024 now.
They no damn swim pool out
here. So look, over here, you see,
look at them,
everything.
Look at them and look at you.
Right.
Look at them.
Yo, I was doing that on my way here. I was like, why they don't got their parents? What they out here for?
And one time they was like that, and it was cold as shit outside.
Oh, they'll definitely be out here.
That's what we get. Oh, why that baby ain't got no
way? They had a whole cold.
That's their summertime. Winter is their summertime. Yeah. You don't never. Listen, this is my question I always want to ask. You don't never see a white person running in the summertime.
No.
Like, always in the wintertime. I know they get.
And they don't even have shirts on that
you're doing. I'm saying, hold on. That's for real. That is their summer.
That is true.
But it's crazy. Imagine growing up like around this 100%. Like, I went to North Atlanta. I know all this shit like the back of my hand. Yeah. None of this shit was here.
This one, mm-hmm. this one here, this
none
yeah,
of
this
it.
Brand
none
yeah, they just celebrated like 3 years.
Top golf, all that shit. Yeah.
Started the top of this.
Yeah. One night here. Yeah.
The liquor store one here. Top yeah. golf one here. Yep. None this, of this shit on this street was here.
This was trees.
Yeah.
All you had was that ugly ass building right there. A whole bunch of trees.
Yep.
Nuevo Laredo.
The little clothing
Rebel?
Store. What's the little clothing store?
Rebel
wasn't
there.
Rebel wasn't there.
No.
But that clothing store down the street was.
K&G.
Yeah.
I know shit about Atlanta. I've been here 10 years. I'm like, Rebel.
I don't know.
Yeah.
They no. talking about
yeah, Rebel. Rebel right there.
Like, but I don't know.
You gotta go to keep going down the street. Right here.
Not Atlanta.
Hey, what's part of
Atlanta?
Neighborhood.
Not Atlanta.
But no bullshit. Hey, we know. Used to be a man. I really want to know what happened. Used to be a man that sat out here. That worked for K&G. Had a K&G sign and sat right there every single day.
Yeah.
I swear to God, that man was light skinned 8 years ago. He black as shit now.
Shit, he be outside in this Atlanta. He there.
Hey, what part of the South Side? What part of the South Side? Union City? What was that mall, man? The Shannon Mall?
Shannon Mall.
Man,
yeah.
They shut that shit down, bro.
Hell
nah, well, it was a mall on Onet too that got raided last year. The discount mall.
Discount mall?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They be trafficking through there.
They
sell drugs through there. The Africans be cartelling.
Put two and two together, friend.
Are they back
up yet?
They
was over there talking about trafficking kids.
But see, one thing about Atlanta, there's going to be some niggas
trapping
something. Niggas hustle in Atlanta. They're going to trap.
Niggas will trap a purse.
Niggas really be trapping in the club. Y'all don't even pay attention.
I'm glad they do.
I do. I send people to the club to trap.
It'd be like four niggas trapping in the club, one on east side.
I was in Houston one time and nigga came up to me, hey, you need some. And I'm like, hell yeah, I've been looking all day.
Y'all ever find out y'all Uber driver sell it too?
I got this man number in my phone right now. I swear, y'all. Look. This nigga, I get in the car. I guess I smelled like weed. That nigga was like,
oh, I got that.
The signal went up. Boom.
Yeah.
You know, I sell weed or whatever. That man, I ain't gonna lie. That nigga gave me some weed and he let me smoke in his car.
Oh.
Yeah.
How many stars you got?
Don't tell everybody.
Whoa. I'm gonna bleep that out.
He's that old ass.
Oh, he don't give a damn about nothing.
Listening to this shit.
Okay, making
and his coworkers ain't either. He got Uber driver coworkers.
Is there a certain career y'all wouldn't date? Like this nigga working at McDonald's.
Police, fuck careful. You.
Oh, okay.
Damn,
police.
I wouldn't date a police officer.
I would.
I want that little police card.
It's a police card?
Yeah. If you get in trouble, you give them a police card.
Now, I done had Lil Wayne Dan do with a police officer, mm-hmm.
folks. Oh, yeah?
But she said that.
Lil Wayne Dan do.
Like a cop car.
What happened, friend? Tell us. Tell us what happened.
She be fucking
with them. I actually met y'all. I used to see him all the time.
What's his name?
She messed with officers.
He's trying to find out everything.
I don't even know that man name.
She fucked with officers and offenders.
This the officer.
Both sides, no discrimination.
Officers and offenders. Yeah. That was your get back, huh?
The one that came and got it from the house.
She said she want that nigga.
I'm gonna show you, nigga. I'm gonna show you, nigga.
And then one day I seen him at the West End Mall, and I just kept seeing him. And then one day he was like, "Bro, you just kept seeing you."
He put a tracker on your shit.
He was like a real nigga. He walked up and like, "Bro, you just gonna keep? I just keep seeing you." And I was like, "Bro,
oh yeah."
He was cute, wearing little glasses.
The
APD
be fine as hell.
He was fine as fuck. He had glasses.
Then what happened though?
I was talking to him for a couple days, and then I end up, me and my friend, we sat outside his job so I can go home with him. He had his SS Camaro, y'all. First of all, the nigga was driving redonkulous. I'm like, bro, so you just get to do what you want to do.
Yeah.
Like, you just do what you want to do.
Yeah.
Like, I never forget, his car was bad. Hey,
running lights and everything.
He was driving so fast, like, it was scaring me. When we got here, we did do something, y'all, but... He's like a rabbit. I don't like that. Do not do that.
Okay.
Like, don't do that.
That's why I think men need to go to college. I think men learn how to have sex in college for some reason.
That need to be a class?
I think just like the college experience, like men just, they explore more.
They need to fuck a lot of bitches so they know what to do when they get to
like, because what are you rabbit humping for?
Hello.
What fucking porn did you watch that you thought that was the motion of the ocean?
But that just goes to show me that you really don't need to be flicking because...
You don't really get no bitches for real.
Like, what the hell are you doing?
Now I'm disappointed. Now I think every
you're done after that.
Outside.
It's the whole thrust.
I'm like, you're done after that.
If a nigga give me one round, he never see me again.
Oh.
Girl.
You heard that?
What'd she say?
If a nigga give me one round, he's never seen me again.
These niggas just be micro mini.
Like.
These niggas be using pills to get a lot of micro chips.
They do.
Because they don't know them drugs.
You said the drugs?
I said they own the drugs, so they be needing pills and shit. Yeah.
They ketamine, everything.
They do, yeah. That shit, that,
yeah, they be needing
that cocktail is a fuck your shit up.
They drinking nips early in the morning, first thing.
And think a honey pack gonna save.
Yup, a honey pack, yeah. Who the fuck? And Cam outside selling horsepower.
Now that you need that honey pack, you can't do shit without the honey pack.
Yup. And now you done fucked up the game. But I would not date rappers or basketball players. I did that for years.
But you like scammers.
I don't like scammers no more. I said drug dealers. I'll do drug dealers.
Drug dealers have more money than a scammer.
Scammers.
What about guys?
Don't be
what if it's
money,
a really, really nice guy?
Listen,
never met
him. He a teacher.
Okay,
never met him.
That's set y'all up.
That's one way.
Really nice guy.
A really nice guy. He a teacher.
I'll date a nigga that could buy me a Pandora bracelet, but I also
why does he have to buy something?
That's the question.
Well, I'm not saying that he has to. Okay, okay. That's you know, okay. Record-wise, Pandora is cheaper than Van Cleef. So it's like, I still date both type of niggas.
Okay.
I'm a date. You gonna do what you could do for me. It ain't no pressure because I can do for myself.
Me, myself, I'm gonna get a charm bracelet out the beauty supply store, but you know. Don't you give me?
I ain't
gotta
tell you that.
So you can get yourself some cheap shit, but
no,
he can't get you no cheap
shit. I'm not saying
you
can't give me no cheap shit, but like as far as it's like I don't know how to say this, but
say
like
because it ain't no smart way to say it.
It don't is
no
smart way to say it. I really don't give
put
a fuck about shit like that. No, I really don't give a fuck about shit like that. Like I will wear some shit out the hair store, but I feel like if you're trying to impress me and buy me something, bitch, no, I don't buy me something. I'm gonna buy myself.
What? That's what I said. Like she don't want something, she could buy herself. Nigga, I could have bought this. Do some. Shit for me that I couldn't do.
Is there a price limit?
It's a thought. It's really the thought.
It's
a thought.
Okay, it's a thought. Okay.
It's,
a thought. Okay.
Like, it's not a price limit. I'm not materialistic at all.
Give me a couple nail supplies, bitch.
I swear to God, give me $1,000 worth of nail supplies.
But you know, sometimes
we're
a little slow. Do you tell them or you give them hints? What you
do? You need help? Like, do you know what to buy? Do you need help?
It depends, though. Like, I'll have conversations. I'm somebody I don't like to wonder, so I'm gonna let them know for rip. Like, I'll let you know. Like, XYZ.
I'm not training somebody how to love me.
I'm not finna get, but you're not gonna get enough. You don't act. I'm gonna ask a nigga straight.
Oh, wait, hold on now. Closed mouths don't get fat. I ain't saying that. You know you gotta come with some shit, but I ain't whooping you down.
I keep catching myself having to tell a nigga, be soft. Be goddamn a nigga. Like, stop.
Wait, hold on. That's a contradiction.
Explain.
I feel like
be soft for you in certain moments.
Exactly, yeah.
But then
so,
be hard
just say,
too.
Okay, so just no.
He's so
funny. I'm just asking.
Be soft for me.
Right.
When the time is right.
Like, you tell I'm married, right? Me and my wife be having a conversation because, I'm a deactivated thought. Ignorant ass nigga who is now quiet, don't like to go out nowhere. I'd rather just chill with my wife, my kids, and have a good time, be on the grill. But her and I be having questions when do you want me to be soft? Because I have to figure that out.
Hold on.
You married.
I'm trying to set this up. Go ahead.
If your woman walks in the room, you sitting there playing a game, you see your woman walk in the room.
Affection is the biggest thing. Like that's small. Yeah.
And if he doesn't do that, you're not gonna sit him down and say, "Hey,
I got an attitude. You see me walk in the room.
Wait, hold on. Wait, calm down. Wait,
damn.
Hold on.
Like,
wait.
God
damn.
At the point that if you kiss me, now I'm being masculine. And now I'm being the
no.
Nigga. Like,
no. Okay,
wait.
Wait,
you being masculine because you're telling him that you having a bad day?
Giving direction.
No, it's not about the bad
day. We're talking about your person. If this is your person, you should know when I'm mad.
I got you on that part.
All of that, you should know. At this point, you should know what my love language is. If my love language is physical touch, and I come around you after from being around you 30, 45 hours, 2, 8 hours, doesn't matter.
But what if he had a bad day, friend?
And he dealing with some shit.
It's not okay. Well, and he still, shared you can, that you, with can, you can acknowledge something, but just sitting there on that game like you ain't see me walking here, bitch. I've been at this club with these bitches all day, like, nigga.
That's our release. That comes with
knowing your partner. I'm your like,
fucking. But what if we're playing online too? Like, you can't just pause it online.
You still can. You can keep playing. What's up, babe? Something. You better acknowledge me in here.
No, niggas that play.
You know how true? Because even if a nigga playing the game, be like, yo, come over and give me a kiss. I'm on the game right now. I can't. Like a nigga gonna tell you, like, yo, come here, shorty, what you doing?
Yeah, facts. Okay.
You don't gotta be on me 24/7, but it's just like in the, even in the same space, give me some type of affection. Like, let me know something. Let me feel something.
Mm-hmm. I think like when it comes to balancing, because you want. We don't necessarily want a man to be soft. We want him to be vulnerable and emotional and honest towards us. Right. Just us, though. Like, so when we outside in the world, you could be tough. You could be all that. But once you come home, you should de-armor in some type of way. You should be like, all right, this is my safe space. I'm home. I could be, if I want to be emotional or whatever you got to be, you should be able to be that when you get home to you.
Some guys have a problem with that. Time out. Some guys don't like to do that because it's been used against them in prior relationships.
But see, that's why.
And then we have a wall. So now the wall is like, fuck. You.
It's permanent too.
But and not that person
I'm just saying, I just want y'all to understand how we are because we're not the same. And I have four daughters to tell me. I said, oh.
That's when you learn.
That's my karma because I'm over here like, oh. This is how, you guys are a completely different species.
You was a bad dude back in the day. You got four daughters.
I got baby mamas, all type of shit going
on.
But I'm a good guy now. Don't cheat on nothing. My wife, I've never cheated on my wife.
That's right. Go ahead.
Shout out to everybody else.
You didn't even have to clarify that you can't say that for nobody else. Like it's
no, because I just wasn't in the place where I felt like
safe.
I don't know, but this is how my wife got me. Like she got me. Like she hit me with some shit. She was like teaching me shit. Like not teaching me like I'm a little nigga or something, but she just put me on mentally like. She's an accountant.
She was teaching me how to save money.
She was getting helping me with my credit, all some type of shit like that. I'm over here like, yo, you helping me save money. And she came with a bag and motherfucker, I'm taking her out. She taking me out. I ain't never got taken out on a date before. Like, that was the first time I got taken out on a date. So now I'm over here like, oh.
See, this is why I say niggas are
easy. Bitches don't be trying to, I just feel like, He can trick, but I'm a trick too. Like, right. What's it giving? Bitches just be having a hand out, mm-hmm. and that be fucking it up sometimes. Like, girl, what are you gonna give this nigga? You got your hand out. You done asked him for all this money, and what are you? You just got pussy.
That's
not enough. That's really not enough.
I agree. Listen,
The
easiest way to bag a nigga is send him a drink in the club, a shot or something. Niggas be like, me!
And it's a shame.
If a girl does something nice for a guy, we locked in.
Listen, no, I had
to. I used to like niggas.
When I used to date niggas back in the day, like in my 20s.
Look at that ugly ass car. That shit ugly as hell. Y'all like that shit? Y'all like that shit?
I will always pay for the first date. If I like the dude and I wanted to be in a relationship, that was my cheat code. Like, niggas always fall if you pay for the first date. Mm-hmm. Like, always fall for it. Like, that's a cheat code.
I'm not paying for the first one, but that second one.
I say if I like you, I would do it. Like, I would offer. Most niggas not going to like you.
If you ask me on the date, I'm not paying for shit.
They not, they, but I say I will offer, they wouldn't let you know. I'd be like, nah, I got it. They be like,
no. I'll wait on one of y'all to say that.
You gotta be careful, though, because it's niggas that never got nothing spent on them, right? You come around and you spend on that nigga, they don't know how to fucking act. And they start showing out, bitch, you crazy after I just spent money on you. Now I kind of see how niggas be feeling, you know, on other hand. But yeah, a nigga that ain't never get nothing done for him, they be acting real sus. I don't like that. Like, just because I come
some,
around.
So I say some.
And I don't, first of all, if you a nigga and nobody ever did nothing for you, I don't want you. That's just like the nigga that was like, why would I buy a girl Rolex or jewelry if nobody else felt like she was
right? That.
Oh, you. Okay. Somebody said it.
This is a good combo.
I like for me, like why are you 30 and talk about some nobody treated me right? Yeah. Nobody ever loved me.
It's
like,
women that saying,
what are you doing
it's women
girls?
With kids that are saying, I ain't never went on a date before.
Nobody said that.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know what kind of people. Ain't nobody here agree with you. We all like
How you got more kids than dates?
This week. Fuck you talking about.
How you got more kids than dates?
These bitches got more abortion than kids.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Shit.
Like, that's the truth.
I want to do a panel with y'all. I want to do a panel with y'all.
Be like,
we got to get a couple more guys, though.
Like, yeah, you need backup.
The girls on that side, the guys on that side.
Listen,
yeah,
I would go to the Chop Shop so they could go to
hell.
I'm not having these niggas' babies. You see these babies?
I haven't got caught up to need to go to the Chop Shop.
If I see you ain't taking care of your kids, why would I have another one?
I needed to go to the Chop Shop. But I feel like a nigga not finna trap me, right. And bitch, I'm not trapping you. So if I gotta do what I gotta
return
do,
December. And niggas is trapping bitches nowadays.
Nigga. I won't even tell the nigga I'm going to the
shop. Fetus
deletus.
Yes. Return to sender.
I got one.
Hey, ain't that shit illegal now?
What?
Yeah, nah.
Wait, what
you got?
My friend went to Chicago at 13, 14 weeks, baby.
You can get whatever you want in Atlanta, baby.
Okay, okay.
If the price is right.
Even the baby.
They sell everything in Atlanta, babies
everything,
and all that.
Everything must
one,
go.
I got one and I'm done. I never.
Hey, but I truly think like our wires just don't be aligned sometimes because we don't even think exactly the same. Like y'all go through way more emotional shit than a guy does. I don't care.
Just having that conversation.
Like you guys deal with way too. So first of all, y'all had that thing once a month. That shit already is too much.
Mm-hmm.
A man can never have that cycle thing. Then when you get pregnant, that's a whole other thing too.
A whole bunch of level of unrealistic anger. Why the fuck is you mad all the time?
Men can't fuck sad too, nigga, and I can't tell you why. Yeah. Like,
that
why
shit is crazy.
Woke up with tears.
That
no
shit
reason.
Is crazy.
I don't know what's wrong
with woke up crying for no reason.
I used to mean having to find myself.
Hey, y'all wave at him. That's our boss. That's
I'm
our boss.
I'm in the kitchen
boss.
Cooking.
I'm just crying. They go to the they go to the J Balvin concert.
Yeah, they don't change clothes now.
I didn't go through that. Like,
yeah,
that whole waking up crying or crying for no reason. I didn't have that emotion. I was more so like, I don't know. I just chill.
You
like,
don't be like that just normally. Like,
I feel like everybody different though.
Yeah, everybody's different. But I'm emotional about my friends.
I'm
calm.
I was kind of another. I love when people like tell me their emotional. I didn't feel it. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't feel no emotions.
I had a reason to be emotional. So
well, yeah.
It's kind of like it's just.
Your nigga was in jail.
No, not even that. Like my son, dad going to jail. That kind of made me sad. But then I snapped out of that. Well, not for real. With my daughter, dad, it was like very like. Hard because we was like really going through a lot still when I was pregnant with her, so it was just really a lot. So I was very, very, very
that's what I just can't get why men can't
and
act right for just 8 months.
Like, I used to keep in my head, like, I gotta bring this baby into the world. Like, dang, I start learning how to control it. Like, dang, you gotta bring this baby in the world. So just
see how y'all had that conversation with y'all? We don't know
myself.
How to do that.
I just had it with myself, like,
but that's the type of therapy.
I just kept it in my head every day. Like, I would get up and go to work. I was working at UGA, so I would get up and go to work, like. And just keep myself busy and just feel like you got to keep going. Like, you just got to keep going. You got to bring a whole life into this world.
I just don't know. Like, I can't explain it.
But
I ain't waiting.
I have a note called self-therapy.
Is that why? Is that why?
Self-therapy.
Is that why women like older men?
I mean, I like what I like. I like older men. I like younger men, like my age.
I mean, but maybe 4 or 5 years older, not 10, 20, 30.
Oh, no.
I need an age. I need a little
older.
Okay.
You was like the first time.
Like four or five?
40, 50.
Oh, 40, 50. I was just saying 4.
50? I don't know.
I was like 4 or 5 years old.
50, I just feel like
he look good.
If I talk to somebody that's 50, he got to look like he not 50.
That's what I lie. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Listen,
I like what I like.
How old is Method Man? Because I'm not
like
what they say.
How old is Method Man? Hold on.
Said,
I knocked Method Man.
I don't know.
What do y'all consider old?
I'm not going to lie. I talk
to old guys.
20 years older. 15.
If you hitting my mama age, then I just feel like you need to stop talking to me, maybe.
Girl, you got to
like, if you close to my mama age, like, a nigga, I met a nigga one time, and he told me on the date how old he really was. He really lied. He told me he was 38, and when we went on a date, he told me he was 40. Like, bitch, why you lie?
I feel like old is the same age as your parent.
Yeah,
that
is.
I can't talk about it my mom.
No matter how different that is.
I actually talked to this guy. He's 43, but I've been knowing him like y'all. Like literally, I've been looking at him 16 years old, but he looks, yes, he's fine as fuck.
Then
he's
been plotting on you.
A black chocolate.
What's her name?
But I'm 25, so it kind of do like the age difference do look crazy, but when you think about it, I'm grown as hell.
Now,
my best friend,
that nigga was patient.
No, but exactly,
them a little scary.
That nigga was patient.
You prayed on me.
Men date young girls all the time. So what's the problem with me dating an older man? If niggas,
you said niggas do what?
I said, men, it shouldn't be a problem with me dating an older man when older men, they date younger bitches than me. I'm 30.
First of all, I feel like all that shit get looked at sideways though. I feel like it all get looked at sideways.
My mom and my dad are 9 years apart, and my mama is older. Whatever I'm gonna do, my mama was 34 when she had me. My daddy was 25. What are we talking about?
This one trying to like.
What are we talking about here?
It don't be nothing.
Back to not to the young niggas.
It's a big ass age difference. If you look back.
I wonder what Drea and the basketball players
like,
saying.
Yeah. Kids.
I can't imagine dating a guy in their 20s right now. Like I just couldn't like. Yeah.
But they aren't. The guys in their 20s now are nothing like the guys
in their 20s
that were in their 20s when my daddy was 25. Like my mama. I asked my mom one day like what. Did you see in him for you to deal with this man and get and
that nigga had a good job?
Yeah,
daddy ain't. We gonna talk about that.
Damn, my bad. I was trying to say your daddy was a good
daddy. My daddy was one of them niggas. Mm-hmm. He grew up as a very respectful young man. He grew up as a in sports and you know he knew how to treat a woman. He knew how to be respectful to a woman. Still a cheater though, you feel me? But he treated my
nobody's perfect.
You feel me?
a lot of men don't know how to court females nowadays.
Because you don't have to.
Yeah, he definitely treated my mom better.
You can get everything you want.
No, they feel like you don't have to, but you can't do that with every single female. Like,
you can do it with a lot of them.
And that's why you got to go to the bitches you can do that with. Mm-hmm. Don't come over here with bitches you can't do that with. Like, don't try that shit over here. You can go with them bitches that be doing that over there.
Listen, I got to get my show started. You guys are nuts. But, you know, I appreciate
you. You ready for round two? Because we're going to jump
in. Yeah.
We all ready.
I want. Yeah, we got to figure out something.
Make something happen. Yeah. Give everybody your, let's start over here, Instagram, social, they can follow you.
Hey, y'all, it's Shanti. My Instagram is @banty__. So that's @BHANTYY.
Why is it B instead of... Never mind.
It's a long... My friend gave me that name before he passed away. So I just kept that with me. Like, he passed away and he gave that to me before he left. So, like, that's just straight.
Okay.
I'm going to do it like that.
Okay.
Hey, y'all, it's Hennessy. You can find me on Instagram @HennessyImani.
Well, hello, it's Danyay. You can find me on Instagram @TheReal, T-H-E, The Real, Danyay, D-A-N-Y-A-I-I-I, 2.
Yeah.
You can find me on Instagram @LivingTheLegacy with 2 Y's, L-I-V-I-N-G-A, Legacy with 2 Y's.
Yeah.
There we go. And it's Jock. You can find me on Instagram @JocksWorld, 2S's.World, or @TheJock_Experience. Period.
Of course, Ferrari Simmons.
Yeah, Ferrari Simmons, or everything.
Yeah.
Oh, a girl from Harlem, y'all know me.
Yeah.
Big homie Kodak.
Yeah, big homie Kodak. Yeah, that's it. I appreciate y'all coming and kicking with the homie. King of Diamonds, Batty Cassidy in the building. And we go.
What
are you about to say?
Y'all come to brunch on Sunday.
Bring your money or don't come.
Bring the money or don't.